The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Here's the delivery from Sale. It's hit very well by Bregman. Back to left field. Back. Gone! Altuve, all 5'6" of them, led the league in batting led the majors in batting. Hitting .346. Third time in 4 years he's won the AL batting crown. He lays into this one. Back it goes to left center field. Back. Way up there. It is two. It is gone.
Well, nothing like hearing a little bit of our favorite announcer calling home runs. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Thursday. I think it's Thursday.
It is a Thursday.
I'm kind of losing track of my days
Hump
here.
Day.
Wait a minute. It's what are the odds Thursday? Yeah. If you want to get in today, welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. That's where AJ likes to get his nasty messages from you.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
you can also hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates975, you can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and you should do what we're doing. We got the sound down on the TV, watching the game. Listen to us.
That's perfect.
Sounds like a plan, right?
That's perfect.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. We don't have a choice.
That is true. But the people should just join us on that. I'm curious. Well, I know we have a lot of people that don't care about baseball, so they'll be listening. But I'm guessing that we probably have fewer listeners at this particular moment than we
usually do. Than normal?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so. But that's okay.
It is. We'll take care of the ones who love us.
Yeah.
Who are here through thick and thin. It's, I will say this. One of the things about that I think when you talk about playoffs, I mean, football is the best because it's one game elimination.
Right.
But I think baseball is right behind it. Just because there's so much drama. Every pitch means something. And there's so many twists and turns. I love playoff baseball. When your team's involved. I don't really like it when it's, you know, the other ones I'll watch. And if it's a close game and I'm into it, great. But when your team's involved in it, it's a hell of a lot of fun.
It's a little more fun, yeah. It's nice to see the Astros playing postseason ball. I've been excited about this team all year. And this is kind of the culmination of it. I think this is a winnable series for them. Obviously, a good start to this game. You get two runs off Chris Sale in the first inning. You got to feel good about things.
Yeah, and it's 2-1 Astros after two.
Gave one back, but they're in a good spot right now.
Yeah, I listened to some of the ESPN pregame coverage on the way in, and it was amazing how much love they were giving to the Astros. They were talking about all the positives, all the things we've talked about all year. So that was kind of cool to listen to. But if you switch over to 94.1, you can hear the game and you can hear Chris Berman. Back.
That's it.
Yeah. And he dropped one of those right off the bat, so to speak.
Here's the delivery from Sale. It's hit very well by Bregman. Back to left field. Back. Gone!
I didn't know that he was doing the
all 5'6"
the broadcast.
Led the league in batting for the
I don't
majors in batting.
You know, I think everybody should listen to the 94.1 if you're going to listen to the broadcast.
He plays into this one. Back it goes to left center field. Back.
Way up there.
It is
two.
You want the Astros to hit home runs.
Of course.
But you don't want to hear that.
You're right.
Here's
the delivery from Sale. It's hit very well by Bregman. Back to left field. Back.
Yeah.
Gone.
Really?
Well, Fred, how are you feeling after last night?
Can you imagine me being at a station party and not having a single drink the entire time?
You didn't have a drink all night?
No, not until I got home. Well, we stopped by and had a few at the local bar, and then I went home.
Why?
Well, I was kind of having to be responsible. I was having to shake hands and kiss babies.
I was having to do that, too, and I didn't care.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of... It, it, because it's for sports map, I just kind of felt like if I'm going to be the head honcho here on this thing, I need to be responsible.
Well, Fred, here is the read that card.
Okay.
I think this is going to be spur of the moment. I want you to read that on the air.
Okay, I will read this on the air.
So as
long as it doesn't have any. But
it's
no,
from Mr. Gal, so I don't think there's going to be.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if I should read that on the air. It is from David Gal. You stole one of his cards, didn't you?
I did.
Okay, that's nice.
Okay, there we go. What do we have here?
Fred. It says, thank you for your commitment and leadership. All of us at Gal Media are excited for sportsmap.com. Enjoy the whiskey this weekend, but not on the Thursday show. Oh, wow, nice.
And then,
thanks, boss.
And then he got you a present.
Yeah. All right. Now we're talking.
He asked me to present this to you on the show today. And
oh, my.
Oh, yes.
I love this stuff.
Here's how your boy came through for you. He asked me what kind of booze you like. And I went with the top shelf.
Yeah.
Jack
Daniel's single barrel select. Perfect
I could have
call.
Just said Fred likes Jack Daniel's.
Yeah, and then I get the.
But I didn't.
This.
I stepped it up for you.
See, if you hadn't said not on the show today, I would have shared it with you.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? That's all right. That is all right.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Thank you.
So, congratulations on your big day yesterday. Everyone is happy for you. Everyone is excited about what you've been working on. So, you deserve a round of applause, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you. It's really exciting to see it up and running. And we're talking about, of course, Houston.sportsmap.com, the website. And very excited about it, man. A lot of good response, and can't wait till we get the videos going. We got people like Glenn Davis. Who that's what they do, who can do soccer, and
right.
Robin Carlin's going to do a bunch of stuff. We got a lot of great video content coming too, and we'll have a game story up on the Astros as soon as the game's over. So
written by Jong?
Chris Campisi, who's a really good writer, is going to be writing it. And check it out if you haven't seen it yet. We're going to have good stuff up every day. Today is the first day. It's kind of we still have a lot of fixes to make. And I just kind of told everybody, you know what, let's just take a breath for a day. We'll get together tomorrow and fix it. And so, you know, I still had a lot to do, and it's getting into a routine is really the key thing for me. I've got I like to have my day planned out. So I'm just having to adjust to that right now. And I honestly need some sleep.
Yeah, you honestly look like hell today.
I know, and I feel like hell, and it's not because I'm hungover. That's the worst part. It's just because I'm physically and mentally exhausted. But I'm gonna get home after the show tonight, and there's a long fly ball, and that's in the corner for the Red Sox. So there will be a runner at least on second.
Lamont says, "Could you guys have envisioned this with your previous employer?"
I don't think
our previous here's the difference between. When we were at Cumulus and being here, our station is sort of the big man on campus, and we've got opportunities and we're given more freedom to do things than we would have at the other place, because at the other place we weren't the big man on campus.
Oh, KRB was the big dog. We were definitely the little brother.
We were backup squad, and it is what it is. But around here, when we've got ideas, they tend to listen, which I'm excited about. Which reminds me, we've got another announcement, Fred.
We do.
Do you want to make this announcement, or should
I? You know what? I did the big one yesterday. I think you should do this one today.
All right. Well, as you know, 94.1 is now part of Gal Media, and it's Sports Map Radio 94.1. You know, we got guys like Charlie Polillo doing the show there. The Nate and Crate, the Kings of Rock, I like to call them, are doing their show there. What else is going on that station, Jong?
What's Dan that? Patrick in the morning.
Dan Patrick. Yeah. Barry Warner.
Barry!
He knows more about Houston sports than anyone.
Barry wasn't there last night.
According to Fred.
I didn't see him.
I didn't see him either.
Yeah,
I'm glad he wasn't there, though. It was like a fancy event, and he's wearing that walking boot.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't wear socks.
Yeah, that would have looked awful.
Would have been gross.
It's a nice event, man. It really was. I got to give them credit for putting that together. It's not my kind. You know, me, if I were doing a party like that, it would have been down at Coach's or someplace like that.
Right.
But that was nice, man. That was... and everybody seemed to have a great time.
So the announcement is, and this is where we're going to start anyway, we are trying to broaden our show a little bit further out. And our 6 o'clock hour, starting on Monday, our 6 o'clock hour will be simulcast on 94.1. So whatever part of the town you're in, there's a signal that's gonna come through loud and clear for you. We're excited about that. It's going to give us an opportunity to promote what's going on Sports Map. We're going to carry a lot of play-by-play there, right, Jung? Including
including this game?
This game and the next two, game two and game three, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct,
at least.
And maybe, game four, maybe if necessary.
So, it depends on the time. If game four is at night, then we'll play game four on 97.5.
Yeah, it's just opened up a lot of opportunities for us, especially, in my opinion, with play-by-play. You know, a lot of the times we've got these shows that come on, like Soccer Matters comes on, which I think is a great show. But sometimes we miss out on good play-by-play because of it. And I think that gives us an opportunity to get more play-by-play out there, which I think the people love. And again, it gives us an opportunity to reach more ears. Eventually, I know Fred and I both hope eventually that the entire show will be simulcast there. And, you know, if you like what you hear from what we're doing, then by all means, let people know.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you tune in on the 6 o'clock hour on 94.1 starting Monday, you'll hear our show.
And it'll give you a great choice. You can pick it up pretty much anywhere, and some places where that signal's really strong, you know, it might be a better option. And you know, obviously, if you're in Beaumont, you're going to stay right here on 97.5. But we're excited about it because it's going to help us build another one of our stations that we own. And having us on that station, we think, is good for Sports Map 94.1.
Because Fred is a big star.
I kind of think the Blitz itself is a pretty big thing.
Last night you were the bigger star, though.
Yeah, but that was because of the website.
And your hat.
So, well, yeah, the hat. Yeah, and I'm already getting police there on 97.5 for Beaumont. We're not going anywhere. We're not moving the show.
No, we'll be here too.
It's going to be on both stations for the 6 o'clock.
That's what simulcast means.
Yes. So you'll have options. All right, quick break. A lot more to get to. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Let me tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. You want to spend more time outdoors? The weather's beautiful right now. You want to be out there, but maybe you've got a grayed out patio or a faded pool deck. Well, Allied Outdoor Solutions can take care of that with a carved stone overlay that gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. Guys, if your backyard's currently a blank slate, they can help you out there too, but this carved stone is out of this world. Trowel hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're Best Picture Report certified each of the last 5 years. This is the kind of company you want to do business with. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay instead. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This is the kind of stuff I've been dealing with the last couple of weeks. The texter points out something which I appreciate. It says, great website, Fred. Just a minor correction on the part about Akeem Olajuwon in the top 5 Houston athletes. In 83, UH lost to North Carolina State, not North Carolina, which, of course, I know very well. One of the glitches we were having a problem with is I fixed that a couple times, and lo and behold, it was still messed up. So hopefully that's the kind of stuff I was doing all weekend, is going back and fixing things I'd already fixed. But, it's fun seeing something like this happen, and it's fun for us to be able to simulcast on Sports Map 94.1 for the 6 o'clock hour, because, and kind of getting back to Lamont's question about could he envision any of this stuff happening at the old place? And honestly, this was for the show, for both of us, and for me, this has been the best thing that's ever happened, was coming over here, because you know, David Gow has, you know, allowed me to start the audiobook business. He's put me in charge of this website. He's supported the show, and it's just been a great run, and it's only going to get better. And I'm excited about it, man. Plus, the thing is, we work with good people. We really do. And I'm not saying we didn't work with good people over there. There were a couple people that I could have lived without. There were some good folks over at Cumulus, too. Most of them kept leaving. But, you know, I just appreciate the folks that we have here, and just hoping that it'll be everything's going to be a big success. And got to get AJ a new contract. That's the next thing.
So we're working on that, yeah, as we speak.
Yeah, which, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll be doing this for a long time. And, you know, it's just an exciting time to be here. We got so many cool things happening. Everybody's hitting us up with the Bregman versus Sale. How many have you gotten?
I've gotten plenty. And let me tell you, I will take Chris Sale 100 times out of 100 over Alex Bregman. It's not even an argument to me, but that's okay.
But Alex obviously hurt us.
Yeah.
And got angry.
He's playing well. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if that's what it takes. Hey, Alex, you're a wuss if you don't hit another home run.
Yeah.
Somebody pass that on to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen. Yeah.
We're here to help.
Yeah. I'm cheering for Alex Bregman today. But given the opportunity, if I could trade him for Chris Sale, I would do it every day, every time.
And I would throw in a lot more.
I would too.
But
reality is I can find a lot more third basemen who hit 280 than guys who strike out 300 people in a season.
Although I admit I'm starting to see some things out of him that I like long term, that he's going to get better and better.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I think he's a nice player, but Chris Sale is an elite player, and maybe Alex Bregman does become that.
Yeah,
but Chris Sale is that, and it's a guarantee.
I'll take the is versus.
I'll take the guy who's locked in at that.
So we ask you guys at Luke's tomorrow. Yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
We will be there. I'm not staying after, though. I apologize.
Well, you already said you were.
I told the people I would, but I can't. First off, my dog sitter dropped out on me.
Oh, give me a break.
And second off, when I get home tomorrow night, my old tired ass is sleeping.
I don't believe it.
I am going to go to bed, and I'm going to sleep
until... I don't believe you.
About 10 o'clock Saturday morning, then I'm going on a nice long bike ride.
I think you're
going
to drink all that whiskey.
No, I'm going to have a little bit of that tonight. But yeah, I need a break, man.
Fair enough.
So I'm going to just go, like, Saturday. I'm going on a nice bike ride and do the brewery tour thing. That'll be fun. So we have a lot of guests today. Christopher Harris to do fantasy at 4:30. Brad Powers. I really like Brad Powers for college football.
He's good.
Man, he is good. And then Rafael Esparza in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll also find out how cultured I am today.
Oh, we're doing that today?
Yeah, we're
gonna. I thought that was a Friday segment.
No, we've been doing it on Thursdays.
It's a Thursday thing. Okay.
Yeah. I've got the top 10 things to do in Houston this weekend.
Yes.
And we'll see what my
percentages
score is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think we should keep track every week of who fits into who, like, see who amongst the three of us who the most cultured is, who the least cultured is.
I think last week all of us scored a 2.
Okay.
So a 2 out of 10, that's not good. I'm going to set the over-under today at 1.5. Because
you've seen the list, though.
No, I haven't gone through it yet. I just saw that they tweeted it out. The Culture Map tweeted out their 10 things to do. So I put it on there, and I figure we'll read it blind and see where we fit.
Sounds great.
But we had one the first week, right? So I'll set the number at 1.5.
We've gone up.
And theoretically, it should be 3, right?
I mean, if you believe we are becoming more cultured, then yes. But if you think that our average is 1.5, then I mean, that's about where we'll end up. I tend to think that we're not getting more cultured.
No, I think last week we just happened to find there was an Oktoberfest in there,
right?
Which
that
was,
helped
was kind of in addition to the
that
one
bailed
thing.
Us out.
Yeah, that got us there. So. Got any thoughts on the Patriots game tonight? I've kind of come around that I'm going to bet the Patriots. I think they're going to crush them.
I kind of like the Patriots too, and the number's down to 5. Last I looked,
that was that was the defining moment for me when it hit five. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if the Patriots are really a Super Bowl team, they need to start acting like it and start blowing out these middle of the road teams. And I think Tampa's getting, you know, Tampa's better than they have been, but are they there yet? I think that's what we got to figure out. And if they're not there, if they're not a Super Bowl contender, the Patriots should be able to win these kind of games. And
I'll tell you what I would do though if I had Jameis Winston on my team. He's in my starting lineup.
No doubt.
I mean, he probably is anyway.
Yeah, but he's a fantasy no brainer this week.
Yeah.
Until the Patriots prove that they are better defensively than they are.
All right now, the Patriots are kind of what we've always done with the Saints. You want to make sure you start all your offensive guys
and avoid their defense
whenever they play them, yeah. And, of course, I have a league where I have the Patriots defense.
Yeah, not good.
Man, and the one money league I'm in, we did a little Houston Sports and Stuff league. It's not for much. I'm down to almost no running backs. Oh. Dalvin Cook got hurt. That killed me. And I had two really good ones, and now I'm just having to pick up garbage off the damn wires. So I thought I had a chance to win that league, but injuries will get you. There's another double for the Red Sox.
Yeah, the Red Sox they're hitting.
They're doubling.
Yeah, they're in this thing. It's not going to be a walkover. I mean, it's playoff baseball. The game last night was so good.
Yeah.
I wish we could see five games of that Rockies Diamondbacks. That was a good game to me. Every time the Rockies got within one, the Diamondbacks would stretch it out, and it happened again. You got a guy who's a career 092 hitter, a relief pitcher, hits a two-run triple.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
I mean, just a...
I was sitting outside watching that on TV at the place we stopped before we went home, and I had to do a double take. It's like, was that the pitcher?
And, man, I said this last night on Twitter. Nolan Arenado is probably my favorite baseball player. I think he is the most complete baseball player in the league. The guy rakes. I mean, he's obviously a great hitter. But he is not only – I think he's the best defensive player in the league. He might be the best defensive third baseman that's ever played baseball, which I know is, like, high praise. And, you know, I'm sure there's some guys hammering the table about Brooks Robinson and guys like, you know – what? That's fine.
Mike Schmidt.
But I'm telling you, the guy is a freak show with that glove. And they had to play in last night against Goldschmidt. The infield had to be in because there was one out and a man on third. And Goldschmidt just hammers one at him.
Yeah.
Clean snag. Throws him, holds the runner, throws him out. I mean, and then the next inning he hits a home run. The dude is just money.
First and third, nobody out.
I would have liked to see more of him, but, you know.
Well, speaking of favorite players, I think Paul Goldschmidt's one of my favorite
players.
He's
up there, too.
That guy is just – he's just quietly turned into one of the better hitters in the league.
And he is the least popular superstar in baseball, for sure.
If that dude played for the Yankees, you'd be talking about him like you're talking about Aaron Judge.
Well, and I'm telling you, like, I would take Nolan Arenado on my team over even Mike Trout. And I know people will think I'm crazy for that, and that's fine. But, I mean, just to each their own.
Right.
I think he's the best player in baseball. And even if you take away some of his numbers for playing in Colorado, I think he's just such a stud with the glove that it doesn't matter. He's so valuable to me.
So Verlander's struggling a little bit in this inning. First and third, nobody out. And he's gone 2-0.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Pedroia got thrown out at third. Even our 10-year-olds, the 10-year-olds that I coach, even they know not to make the last out at third.
It had damn near cost the Red Sox a run because
super close.
Yeah, he did score. It was pretty clear that he got there, but it was like a half. I mean, it was a half a beat. So,
all right. Well, we'll get back. We'll give you an update on the game after the break and get into some more stuff. I got to tell you about Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. You know, your boys are coming over to watch the game, right? Football season, you might want to throw a brisket on, something. You don't want to be embarrassed by your dirty floors. Nobody wants that. It's a great time to get your carpets and tile floors clean with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Get the fall special for a limited time only. Dirt Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's right. Free room clean with a free speed dry with any purchase over $120. The room can be carpet, can be tile, doesn't matter. The other guys leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free. Go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in that free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
To learn more, accountants are Robert Half Company. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito. Satisfy your hunger for shrimp and beef and one surf and turf sensation for just $10. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And that music means it's fantasy football time. So if you've got good fantasy questions, not should I start this guy or that guy, because Christopher Harris at HarrisFootball.com has nice rankings for you that tells you that. And you can follow him on Twitter at HarrisFootball. And a quick update, it is now 2-2 as the Red Sox get a run home on a sack fly. So two outs, runner on first, 2-2 game. Christopher, how are you, sir?
I'm good, actually. I'm in Massachusetts. I apologize for that run.
Yeah, but you can't be a Red Sox fan. I know you're into those Patriots, but you can't be a Red Sox fan, man.
I mean, I don't watch baseball, to be completely honest, so I, you know what, I'll give you this one.
All right, yeah, well... You're a football guy. We know that. So I want to start off with something that one of the listeners, MJ, asked us. Is it smart to start, you know, Bilal Powell and Anderson against the Browns this week? Are there viable starters for the Jets now, at least for this week?
You know, I think there are going to be some folks who probably will want to take a shot with Powell, knowing that Matt Forte probably ain't going to play again because he's got the sprained toe. I think maybe it's a little bit of fool's gold from last week. You know, Powell has the big long touchdown run where he was down. Let's face it. You know, they couldn't find a camera angle that said he was down, but he basically the defense let him go and he got up and ran. So I think to some degree maybe we're overstating Bilal Powell's excellence and his viability as a starter. But by the same token, there's a lot of good players on bye. You know, we're starting to hit that time where you're going to have to use some of your bench players. And I guess I don't completely dislike using Powell because, like you said, the Browns' defense isn't any good.
Yeah, apparently Schefter just tweeted out that Gronk is not going to play tonight. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
That is devastating for your boy here. Not good.
Me too, because I don't even have a backup tight end on.
I don't either.
Well, you got a few days. I would say not pick up Dwayne Allen, given how Allen has looked. Anybody can score a touchdown anytime, but given how Allen has looked chemistry wise with Tom Brady, he's not my solution.
No, okay. We don't have a few days. It's tonight that they play.
Well, he's saying you got a few days to find a replacement.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess, but I can't move him out because he's. Well, I guess
you can put him on your bench. Yeah,
that's a good plan. Thank you. Now I feel better. So what about tonight's game? We were joking about how you should almost just take any offensive player going against the Patriots right now, much like you would do whenever the Saints were playing defense. How do you feel about some of the guys for Tampa tonight?
Oh, my God. I don't even think it's a joke. I'm totally with you guys. I mean, those are good players in that Patriots secondary, and at some point I would figure they would know where to run. It just has much more been mental mistakes than not the ability to do things. But until I saw them play well, which they haven't for a month, I would be using certainly Jameis Winston, certainly Mike Evans. I think you can make an easy argument that says Cameron Brate. I mean, if Cameron Brate's a free agent in your league, that's not a terrible call to replace Gronk. Did I think I was going to be ranking Adam Humphreys in my top 50 wide receivers for PPR at any point this year? But I did this week because I just think their Patriots are a disaster. The Doug Martin question is really sort of the elephant in the room. I don't know that anybody can say for sure one way or the other. I own him in a bunch of leagues. I've been waiting for him to come back on from suspension, and I'm going to use him, but it's hugely risky. I mean, you could wind up with five carries. No idea, but it's a perfect situation opponent-wise. It's as healthy as he's going to be, given we know that he does get hurt. So if they use him, it could be high upside.
You mentioned a bunch of names. You didn't mention DeSean Jackson. Is that for a reason?
Oh, yeah. No, I just am stupid.
Okay.
No, I mean, you know, DeSean Jackson, who in fantasy doesn't have a tortured relationship with DeSean Jackson, right? Because you're either getting 5 for 103 and 2 touchdowns or 2 for 17, and, you know, it's just sort of the nature of his career. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. If you want some upside, DeSean Jackson's a good call, too.
Let me ask you about a guy that I have on a couple teams, and I'm super frustrated with. Marshawn Lynch, who's done nothing for the last 2 weeks, literally nothing.
Yeah.
Is the loss of Derek Carr going to help or hurt Marshawn Lynch for the next few weeks?
I can't imagine it helps. You know, it's sort of what I call the crutch argument, right? You could say on the one hand, well, they have to focus on the running game. And on the other hand, you say, yeah, but the defense knows that. So in the long run, I don't think it helps, because I think a more functional offense is better for all players involved. But the Ravens have been awfully easy to run against because they're missing their big defensive tackle and have been for the past 2 weeks. And not coincidentally, that's where you've seen big games from Leonard Fournette and Le'Veon Bell. So, you know, again, a lot of good players on bye. I don't know how you get away from using Lynch. He's certainly lower in my ranks this week. I think the bigger, you know, the as big a story is that the offensive line in Oakland is supposed to be the best in the league or second best in the league. And
horrible.
There's no push. There's the run blocking has been horrible, and Lynch hasn't done himself any favors. He hasn't looked particularly explosive. But the pass blocking's been fine in Oakland. The run blocking's been a disaster. Now, maybe the past couple of opponents have been pretty good against the run, but, you know, this is not one of them. I don't think if they struggle here, I'm losing hope for Lynch.
A couple big injuries to tailbacks in Minnesota and Seattle. And both of them have a couple guys who offer very different things, McKissick and Lacy in Seattle, and McKinnon and Murray in Minnesota. Which one of those two backs on each team are you going in for more?
Well, I think there's a third in Seattle, because, I mean, maybe a fourth, because Thomas Rawls is going to be active in this game probably. And then it may be C.J. Procise and not McKissick. You know, when there's four guys, it's the old fantasy saying, when there's four guys, there's no guys. I don't know how you can use any of the Seattle guys, except for maybe like in DraftKings, you know, just take a shot on one of them and hope, because the Rams aren't very good against the run. So it's a nice spot if you pick the right guy. I just don't know who it's going to be. In Minnesota, I think I would prefer Murray. He scored 12 touchdowns last year. I think Minnesota's offensive line's a little better. I will say I did not like his film when he came in for Dalvin Cook after the injury last week. He's been talking about how his ankle is still bothering him, and he sort of showed it. And I'm not saying it's any sort of guarantee that Latavius Murray's good, but I feel like I kind of know what Jerick McKinnon is. He's a nice little change-up sort of player, you know, not really an early down. If they go with McKinnon as their main guy, they are changing that offense, because they're not going to be able to run between the tackles. In fact, they signed that old Patriot, Stephen Ridley, as a backup. So to me, it seems like it's Latavius Murray or bust there.
What about Tennessee? Do you downgrade those guys if Mariota's not playing? Because obviously we didn't get see a lot of Castle last week, but does that downgrade the running backs there going against Miami?
I'm not, again, it's the same argument with Lynch, I guess. I'm not, you could probably argue one way or the other. They will focus their intention and run it 40 times, and that's good, or they just, you know, the defense will know what's coming and it's bad. I didn't move DeMarco Murray that much because, again, you run out of guys real quick. I think if you look at maybe the number 11 running back down to about number 25 in my ranks, it's flat. You could make an argument for any of them, and Murray's in that group, because there are a lot of variables there, and that line hasn't done much run blocking either. You know, maybe that was supposed to be the best offensive line in the league. The downgrade for me if Castle's playing is for the receivers. You know, just can't imagine that Matt Castle produces a particularly good game, because I think he's pretty terrible, and I thought he was terrible in the second half of what was a blowout, barely, but I thought he was awful. You know, maybe Delanie Walker, just because he gets to catch 1 yard passes, but I think I don't want any part of the Matt Castle air experience.
It's funny you mentioned 11 to 25, because you have Murray 11 and you have Derrick Henry at 25. So I thought that was an interesting reason to pick those numbers. I want to ask you.
It was completely accidental, believe me. His time is a flat circle. That's what I like to say.
Well, I know you watch a lot of film on these, and that's kind of your thing as a fantasy guy. What are you thinking of Deshaun Watson from what you've seen now the last couple weeks?
I thought week four was way more impressive than week three. Week three felt to me like a lot of athletic ability and extending plays and sort of sandlot, you know, and to see him do it in the context of the offense. We talked last week, and I was a little bit dismissive of Will Fuller coming back and a little bit dismissive that that offense would support a second receiver. How many times would I need to see it? Like, I do want to see it again, and the Chiefs are a good opponent, but I felt like it was significantly better, and there are the back shoulder fade to Fuller in the end zone. Like, that's a baller catch, but it's a baller throw, too. Like, that's a hard throw that it takes a veteran usually to make and to have the confidence to do and to execute well. He was my favorite quarterback in this draft, but I would be lying if I said I thought he'd be this good this fast. It was really impressive on film.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, harrisfootball.com. Tell the people what all you do with the podcast and everything and the website.
Yeah, there's a podcast that I do every day, and I even do two on Wednesdays. So there's six podcasts a week that people can hear me prattle on. And then sometimes people send in songs, and those are fun too.
All right, Christopher, appreciate the insight as always, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, guys, if the Red Sox should win this game, you have my apologies. I'm not that invested.
We will blame you. So your Patriots already beat the Texans. You can stop there. You guys,
all right, very good. Thanks, guys.
All right, see you, man. All right, guys, if you need a lawyer, I got your guy. In fact, I got him on the line. We're gonna dial Dave ourselves because.
Hey, Blitzers. Hey, Fred. Hey, AJ.
What's going on, brother?
Just trying to help the people of Texas get through the insurance hassles with the flooding and the business interruption insurance that they don't want to pay on, and then as well as handling the people that get hurt to get the medical care they need and get fair settlements or go to trial and try to win them the money they deserve.
Well, and if somebody is hurt in an accident, any kind of accident, then... and they need medical help, you can help them with that, right?
Yeah, that's one of the services we provide. They don't have to put up any money out of pocket if they're a little short on cash, which oftentimes people are when they're hurt. We arrange for their medical care to be had without any cost up front, and then the people can get the care they need and not have to worry about, gosh, where's the money coming from?
Yeah, and if they don't know whether or not you can help them, you could tell them, right? If they have a question about maybe I need a lawyer here, maybe I need to dial Dave, you'll tell them if you can help or not, right?
Any kind of legal question somebody has, whether it pertains to an accident or whatever the legal question might be on somebody's mind, I'll gladly help them. Just call me at 713-626-8900 or hit me at my new hashtag, what is it, at Lawyer Dave Law. I just got that yesterday.
On Twitter.
And, I'll help them any way I can.
Yeah, or LawyerDave.com. You can always go directly to there. And for our friends over in Beaumont who are going to come see tomorrow, you'll take care of them too, right?
Absolutely. We love the people in Beaumont. They've been good to me through the years, and we like taking care of those folks. They're very honest, hardworking people, and when it comes down to it and they need a lawyer, we're glad to help them anytime.
All right, that's Lawyer Dave. You can go to LawyerDave.com or you can give him a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. And if you need a lawyer, this is your guy. He's not only my lawyer, he's my friend, and he will take care of you. He will fight for you. It's Lawyer Dave. Dave, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, brother.
All righty.
See ya.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, if you're out on 59, the Southwest Freeway, northbound at spur 527, watch for an accident. There's also a problem on the South Sam eastbound at 288. Makers of Blood and Honey, an unfiltered American ale brewed with blood orange peel and Texas honey, Revolver Brewing, Granbury, Texas, make every round count. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito. Satisfy your hunger for shrimp and beef and one surf and turf sensation for just $10. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, Beaumont. We're coming to Luke's Ice House Friday.
Hey, Beaumont.
Join the usual suspects in The Blitz at Luke's on Calder Avenue from 1 until 7. Joel, who else? Do we know?
Right now, TBD.
Oh.
Joel TBD.
Fred and AJ will broadcast their shows live and get you ready for football courtesy of Miller Lite and Coors Light. If you need me to get there early and do it.
No, I think we're working to get Travis Johnson out there.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool. A little old school. All right, 713-780-ESPN. The Astros have runners on first and second. They have nobody out. Well, now one out.
And Yuri just flew out.
Yeah. So after – it's a shame that they miscalled that because
– that's a tough break.
Gattis was on second, and center fielder trapped the ball, but they called it an out. So Gattis is still on second. He would have easily scored on that. Well, I don't know if he was scored. He'd be on
probably
third.
First and third right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, because he's not the fastest creature. Man – did you see that this reporter that Cam Newton was is getting criticism for? Did you see about the tweets that they found
yeah.
of hers? What the hell?
I mean, listen, it doesn't – it's not like
one's not related to the other.
Exactly.
We'll start with that.
Don't press in!
But, man, these are bad.
Oh, boy. You want to read some of them?
I'll read the...
Now, they were from 4 or 5 years ago,
yeah,
mind you.
Yeah. Well, 2012, 2013, I guess. Well, this is weird because it says, my dad is being super racist as we pass through Navajo land. He's the best. Racist jokes the whole drive home.
Well, she loves it.
Okay, I'm sure that one's not as bad. The other one, not good. She kind of...
She calls, she said, the Earth moves at 450 plus miles per hour. That's 10 times triller than NASCAR Dale Earnhardt's a bitch N-word.
Yeah. With an A at the end.
True.
Not an ER, but still. The hell?
Well, listen. You're going to say something. You're going to stir up controversy. People are going to dig through your stuff.
Don't press in!
There's, you know, she got in the news.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's the downside of it.
It's really weird, though, that people will go dig up stuff on you after
yeah, it is.
Things like this. Like, I never heard of her. And what kind of look at, you read about her a little bit now, she kind of comes off as a, what's the word I'm looking for? Hick. Oh, there's a drive, and it is off the wall.
Oh, yes.
So
it's going to get one home at least.
Yep, looks
and they're
like
going
to get
two home.
Two home.
Yep.
And a 4-2 lead for the Astros.
Marwin Gonzalez.
Marwin.
Gotta love Marwin Gonzalez.
I gotta tell you.
I think they said he was hitting .360 with men in scoring position.
That's
this
good.
Season.
Well, let me tell you what he was also hitting against Chris Sale coming into the game. 1-for-9 career.
We'll make that 2-for-10.
Yeah. I think 2-for-11,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, because he's already had an at-bat.
Oh, that's right.
But, yeah, he's that's a big hit. And
his first at-bat, he put solid contact on the ball, too.
Yep. Listen, if you had told me at the beginning of this game Chris Sale was going to give up 4 runs, I'd feel pretty good about the Astros' chances. And honestly, if I'm a Red Sox fan, which, as you know, that's the farthest thing from what I am.
Right, right.
I almost feel like they're – I mean, obviously, there's still a lot of baseball to play. I feel like if you lose game one with Sale on the mound, you ain't winning this series.
Yeah. There's a lot of baseball left, though. And they're making good contact on Verlander, who's so I wouldn't quite write them off yet, but that's going to be an inning-ending pop-out. Should go to baseball announcer voice. That's a pop-out to left field, and that will end the inning.
Yeah.
But the Astros get two. Thanks to Marwin Gonzalez, it is 4-2 Astros. We'll be right back. But we're not really going anywhere. Right. Yeah, I would suck at that job. I just don't think I'd be very... I'd get bored in baseball.
Baseball play-by-play, I think, is the toughest.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so much dead time.
And Nick says, I think the comments came off as ignorant, not necessarily racist. Maybe. But
anytime a white girl uses the N-word...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's... That's frowned upon.
If it's not racist, it's at a minimum politically incorrect, which is what she's crying about right now.
Yeah.
So
it's a bad look. Mm. We'll leave it at that. It's a bad look.
Man, Chris Sale in September, you guys know the numbers, right? He's 2-2 with a 3.72 ERA. Not good. So he's been struggling with a batting average against .272.
Yeah, he kind of had a little bit of a dip there near the end of the season. And they were talking about he was having trouble with his breaking pitch, having trouble with spotting his breaking pitch. I was listening to that on the pregame show. That's my contribution on Chris Sale for the day.
Yeah.
But that's just good spot to be with it 4-2 right now. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. You're welcome to text the show. You're welcome to tweet us. And try to have the game on TV and listen to us is the plan. A lot more to go. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.